I'm the director here, and I'm first my apology for the big traffic jams that are here today. But I'll tell you, we're very happy about that, and I'll tell you why. Not only because we're very happy to see beautiful, nice tourists smiling from California, but for many more reasons. As you all know, this institute deals with the center of Jewish life. The center of Jewish life means there's not a single other topic in the entire Bible that is so detailed, that is so, I would say, so discussed. Every single one of the prophets, without an exception, prophesizes about the temple. Every one of the, a third of the, more than half of the, I said, of the books of the Torah refer to the temple. Now, but that's history. But now we'll talk a little bit about the present. The present in both words, in both the present in both interpretations. Because 60 years ago, we received a beautiful present. The words of the prophets came out of the book, materialized, and became a reality in front of our eyes. Against all the odds, after 2,000 years in exile, the Jewish people come back to their homeland. They come back to their homeland, and they come back to their homeland, and that was the beginning of a process. A beginning of the process with no comparison to anything else like it in history. Where people, after 2,000 years, been in exile, come back home. But that was only the beginning of a process, ladies and gentlemen, because 41 years ago, the state of Israel was facing one of the most difficult situations they ever had in history. We were a population of less than 2 million, surrounded by 400 million very good friends who were determined to send us all to the beach. We're determined to tell us, listen guys, you had a good experience for 19 years, you tried to make a Jewish state, but it's all over. And in the state of Israel, the feeling was a feeling of catastrophe. 30,000 graves were prepared. For the first time, an emergency government was established. And the feeling was a feeling of frightening. The feeling was a feeling coming to an end. People were joking. With the last one out, please not forget to turn off the lights. In human eyes, there was no other alternative. But once again, somebody from above had other plans. Within 6 days, we managed to overcome enemies in each and every one of our borders, and we managed to reunite the city of Jerusalem as the capital of the state of Israel, as the capital of the Jewish people, as was announced by King David 3,040 years ago. But this filled the country with a drive, a spiritual drive. Something's going on here. We're seeing miracles in front of our eyes. God's on our kitchen table. In front of our eyes, it's happening. If these are not miracles, we don't know what miracles are. And then the understanding was that we're ready for the next step. We're ready for the next step means that we have to take upon ourselves the continuation of this process. You can call it a messianic process, you can call it a redemption era, any name you give it. We're in the process of it. And then we began, 20 years ago, trying to show this idea, to bring this about to the world. To bring about the words of Isaiah, that people from all over the world will be coming to Jerusalem. And guys, you're not just tourists. You're part of a prophecy, each and every one of you. And I want to tell you how astonishing this prophecy was to us a few months ago. We had a group here walking in, 37 people, all with feathers in their head like Indians, and dark skin. We asked them, hello, welcome, who are you? We said, we're from Papua. I said, oh, Papua New Guinea. Ever? No, no, we're from West Papua. Okay, and what brings you here? What brings us here? We're a Bible group. We study the Bible. It says in Zechariah chapter 6, verse 15, that the people from the will come from all over the world and support the building of Jerusalem. We feel that we're pretty far from Israel. And since our country is blessed with many, many gold mines, we thought it was only natural that we should bring a kilo of gold to the temple. Only natural. Only natural. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the things that are happening here in front of our eyes. We began 20 years ago. We were just a couple of people. We had no idea where we were going. We said, we put up a big sign, we're preparing the vessels of the temple. We managed to raise $150. We prepared the first vessel. And we put up a sign, come and see, and there were 100 people standing in line. There was a 9-year-old kid, the son of one of the people here, who was guiding everybody that first small little jar of the temple. 20 years have gone by. $20 million have been invested in this process. $20 million have all were created by $10. $10, I'll tell you why $10. I just came back from a lecture tour. I spoke in around different side of the United States. You've heard of, I'm sure you've heard of Boca Raton in Florida, Macon, Georgia, Teaneck, New Jersey, West Hartford, Connecticut, Chicago, Branson, Missouri. I've spoken in several different places. And every place I speak, there's always like a group of like 1,000 people, and they're all fully in place. And I say, guys, I give my lecture, and then this young lady, very young lady in her 60s, she comes over to me and she says to me, Rabbi, I got to apologize. Apologize? What do you want to apologize? You didn't do anything. Rabbi, please forgive me. What do you want? Listen, Rabbi, I only got $10. Can you take these $10 to the temple? Ladies and gentlemen, those are the $10 that created the $20 million that we have already invested in this project. And those, and that lady, she thinks she's a very simple person. She's not. She's part of this whole prophecy. She's part of what you people coming to Israel, you're not tourists. Forget it. You were brought here to come and see the light of God here in Israel. So before I say goodbye and put you into a little film that will make a little summary of what you saw today, allow me to say goodbye the way people, religious people say goodbye to Israel. Do you know the story about the teacher comes into the school in the 20th century and she says to all the kids, hey, we're all in the 21st century, right? Everybody here is an atheist, right? And then one of the kids gets up and says, what do you mean? I'm not an atheist. What do you mean? Look, everybody here is an atheist. Why are you not an atheist? Why am I not an atheist? My parents well educated me and I see the world and I believe that I'm in God. What? And what if your parents would be morons? Then I would probably be an atheist. Anyway, back to us. As I said, I would like to say goodbye to all of you the way faithful people say goodbye to each other. From the city of Jerusalem, chosen by God Himself, I want to bless each and every one of you with health, happiness, and success. He should fill your heart with His light, and each and every one of you should be a candle in the flame of God to bring the light to others, to your friends, to your relatives, to your neighbors. Each and every one of you should be part of the rebuilding of the house of prayer for all nations, and together turn this world into a much better world to live in, a much more spiritual world, a world with His presence. And together we should succeed in bringing this message back to the entire world. So before I really say goodbye, I really want to wish you all an enjoyable and a constructive visit in Israel, a safe trip back home. I want to take the privilege and experience to thank you all for coming to Israel, for praying for Israel, for supporting Israel, because this gives us strength. We feel each and every one of your prayers. He hears them. We feel them. And they are what give us the energy to continue. Those of you who want to be part of what we're doing, we have a gift box in the back. Over here, on your way out, you also have a shop. You can take something back with you from the temple. It could be a Monopoly game, it could be a jewel, it could be a keychain, it could be a book, a piece of art. Husbands are very much recommended to buy their wives jewelry. Wives are very much recommended to explain their husbands what jewelry is. Of course, you can purchase the incense, spices, the breastplate stones, etc., etc. You're also on your way out. I'm going to give you a card, which will say, I'll give you a little bit about our website. We have 4,000 people who visit our website every single day. I usually tell everybody, especially my children, to stop wasting their time on the internet. There's nothing to do there. It's one big waste of time. People do waste their time doing nothing, dealing with stupidity. But there's one exception to that. The Temple Institute website. Hundreds of pages. Anything you want to know about the temple, you're ashamed to ask. Audio and video lectures about the temple. hundreds of study tools, pictures, stories, anything you want to know. Women in the temple, the history of the temple, men in the temple. Yeah, there were men in the temple also. Red heifers in the temple. Anything you want to know about the temple, you're more than welcome to visit there free of charge. Be our guests. Keep us in your hearts. We'll try to keep you in our hearts. You have like two more minutes, and you're going in to see a film. The one in Chinese is not working today. You'll have to see the one in English. I'm sorry about that. Okay.